Chapter 2. My Mother and Early Pursuits. My mother could neither read nor write, but through my father, she picked up a great deal of learning simply by listening. She was consumed with ritual observance, strict rules of ceremonial purity, daily worship, prayers and austerities, fasting on every Ekadashi, and the annual memorial rites and death anniversary observances she kept faithfully every year. When my father died suddenly, our family was plunged into severe financial hardship. My father was a scholar of Sanskrit. He would recite meditation verses and commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita. My mother could not read or write. She could barely manage her own signature, and yet, from listening alone, she came to know a great many of the deep truths of Hindu philosophy. With great difficulty, I finished high school in Narsarhappet, and then went on to Andhra Christian College in Guntur for my higher studies. My health was not good, and my studies were interrupted for 2 years. Early pursuits. From my childhood, I had a strong love for both English and Telugu. I wrote poetry in Telugu. I would compose verses and songs of one kind or another and recite them to my fellow students. I even performed small-scale ashtavadanams, the traditional feat of composing verses on the spot while holding several other mental tasks in mind at once. Even as a student, I trained myself to extemporize verses with ease. I had a name as the best student in my class. But behind the scenes, I was quite the mischief maker. I dabbled in politics too. During the Quit India movement, I joined my friends in putting up wall posters and doing whatever else the cause called for.